From NPR News, this is Weekend Edition. I'm Leanne Hansen, and joining us is Puzzle Master Will Shortz. Hi, Will.
Hi, Leanne.
Let's get this New Year's Eve party started, huh? I know what you have in mind for the end of the year, right? This is a tradition.
You know me too well after all these years.
Right. I just don't know what form it's going to take. Doubtless it has to do with events and names and so forth in the news in the past year. So I'm lucky to have a player to play with us today. And in order to do that, he, and it's a he, had to solve the challenge you left us with last week. So tell us what it was.
Yes, I said name a mountain range somewhere in the world, move the third letter to the front, and you'll name a nationality that does not live near that range. Name the mountains and the people.
Your answer.
The answer is Andes. Move the D to the front and you get Danes.
Deceptively simple. And we had over 2,800 entries from people who solved the puzzle. Our randomly selected winner is Paul Thompson from North Hollywood. Love that. California. Hi, Paul.
Hello, Leanne.
What do you do in North Hollywood, California?
I am a carpenter. I do work in television and film.
How long have you been playing this radio puzzle?
Close to 10 years now.
Are you ready to play? You sound ready.
Sure.
We'll meet Paul. Let's play.
All right, Paul and Leanne, and this is a great quiz for two people. It's my annual New Names in the News quiz. I'm going to name some people who became famous during the past 12 months, whom you probably never heard of before 2007. You tell me why they're famous. And as, because this year's quiz is a little harder than usual, I'll give you a hint on each name. And I should say this quiz is prepared with the help of Tim Goodman and Kathy Baker, who played this game in previous years.
Right. Spread the blame, okay?
That's right. Number one is Lisa Nowak, and your hint is NASA.
The astronaut who drove across country.
That's right, to confront a rival in romance. Number two is Nicolas Sarkozy.
The new prime minister of France, or president.
He's the new president of France, right. No hint needed. Number three is Sanjaya Malakar.
He's the American Idol guy, right?
Yeah.
Excellent.
With that hairdo. The pony hawk.
He advanced to seventh place in the voting, even though he didn't rate very high with the judges. Your next one is Joey Chestnut. And your hints are 66, 12 minutes.
Oh, wow. I would guess the Tour de France?
No. It is a competition of sorts. Joey Chestnut, 66, 12 minutes.
My next guess would be the eating contest.
That's it. He is the new hot dog eating champion of the world. He ate 66 hot dogs and buns in 12 minutes.
Well done, Paul.
Setting a world record. Good. Mark Ecko, E-C-K-O, and your hint is
$750,000. $750,000.
He paid that for something.
And I see the Magna Carta sold
for a lot more than
$750,000.
My only other guess would be a ride on a space shuttle.
I'll hold that answer. Hold that thought. I'll have to tell you, he paid $750,000 for Barry Bonds' number 756 home run baseball, which he wants to send to the Hall of Fame with an asterisk. Try this one. Michael Mukasey. He's the new...
Attorney General.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. Jillian Gibbons, and your clue is school teacher.
I think this is the woman, a British school teacher named a teddy bear.
After
he who must not be named.
She let her students in Sudan name a teddy bear Muhammad.
Right.
Andrew Meyer, M-E-Y-E-R. And your hint is a student at the University of Florida at Gainesville.
No, I have no idea who Meyer is.
Is he an athlete?
You know this, Leanne?
Is he an athlete?
No. I'll just tell you this one. He's during a Q&A session after a John Kerry speech. He cried to the police, "Don't tase me, bro."
Don't tase me, bro. Okay.
Of course, the most famous quote for the year.
That's correct.
That's right. Try this one. Charles Simoni. S-I-M-O-N-Y-I, and he paid over $20 million to do something.
Oh, I think this is your opportunity, Paul.
Oh, with the space shuttle.
Yeah.
That's right. Billionaire Microsoft executive. He paid that much for a voyage on Soyuz to the International Space Station. And here's your last one. The name is Trouble, and your hint is Maltese dog.
Trouble is the dog who inherited all those millions of dollars.
Right, from Leona Helmsley. Right.
$12 million, while two human grandchildren were left out of the will. Nice job.
Oh, boy. Hey, that wasn't so bad, Paul, was it?
Not too bad. I don't feel quite so out of the loop, I guess.
No, neither do I. That's a very good feeling to have as we go into 2008. And in addition to that, we're going to send you some things for playing on the air today. You'll get that weekend edition lapel pin, the 11th edition of Merriam-Webster's Collegiate Dictionary Thesaurus, the Scrabble Deluxe Edition from Parker Brothers, the Puzzle Master Presents from Random House Volume 2, Will Shortz's Little Black Book of Sudoku and Black and White Book of Crosswords from St. Martin's Press, and one of Will Shortz's Puzzle Master Decks of Riddles and Challenges from Chronicle Books. No funny hats, no streamers, no goofy 2008 glasses, but enough to keep you busy on a New Year's Eve playing a few games. So, Paul, you're in Santa Monica. What public station do you listen to?
I listen to KCRW.
KCRW, our carpenter, Paul Thompson, from North Hollywood, California. What fun. Happy New Year. Thanks for playing.
Indeed. Thank you.
All right. Now, Will, the first challenge for 2008. Drum roll, please.
Yes, it comes from listener Scott Gardner of Edwardsville, Illinois. Take the equation 5 plus 5 plus 5 equals 550. Make this equation true by adding a single line. And the hint is, the answer is not to put a slash through the equal sign to make it not equal. So again, 5 plus 5 plus 5 equals 550. Make this equation true by adding a single line.
When you have the answer, go to our website, npr.org/puzzle. Click on the Submit Your Answer link. Only do it once, please, one entry per person. Our deadline this week is Thursday, 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Please include a phone number where we can reach you at about that time, and we'll call you if you're the winner, and you'll get to play Puzzle on the Air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times and Weekend Edition's Puzzle Master, Will Shortz. Will, Happy New Year. As far as I'm concerned, somewhere there's a DVR blinking 12. So I'll see you in the new year.
Thanks, Leanne. Happy New Year.